This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Banklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk. There's the lane to Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a player by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, no, no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out the court. A dunk. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores Broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in. I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch. Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick. Shoots the three, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by two. Gilskamp squished the shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
Well, he's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Botkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Botkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And hello, everybody. We're the radio on your phone for Versailles and Reading in Game 1, tipping at 1 p.m. here today on scoresbroadcast.com. And for Anna Clark Montessori, tipping at 5 o'clock later this afternoon here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack with Matt, Jack Kramer, Matt Turker. Chuck McBee vacationing for a couple more days in Florida. His son was married last night. He returns on Tuesday for our Division IV regional semifinal doubleheader at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon to you on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. It is Versailles against Reading, a boys Division III district championship game here at the UD Arena. The Versailles Tigers, 14-10 on the year, convincing triumphs against Minster and Rushi. We saw Versailles play Anna very tough for 3.5 quarters. Chuck and I did. This Versailles team can be very good on given nights. Only one senior, just one 12th grader on this entire roster, 6'3" power forward Evan Heaston. Everybody else underclassmen, unlike Reading, which is a senior-laden team. Travis Swank, head coach of the Tigers in his third year. He's done a fine job. He's a 2003 Franklin Monroe grad, where Travis played high school hoops for the Jets. He also played at Wittenberg from 2003 to 2005. Reading head coach is Bill Stidham in his fourth year as the mentor of the Blue Devils. He's a Reading High School graduate. He's been coaching in some capacity at the school since 2001. He was on the staff during the 2003 state championship Reading year. These 2019 Blue Devils are currently 18-6, finished second in the always competitive Cincinnati Hills League that's got as many Division II programs as it does Division III. You'll recognize some of the names, Lockland, Madeira, Marymount, Cincinnati Taylor.
the powerhouse in one of the two divisions in the Cincinnati Hills League was Wyoming, a very strong Division II club, which plays in that unbelievably good Division II Cincinnati sectional. Wyoming was ousted. Deer Park, a potent outfit in that league as well. A team that Redding split with, Deer Park, plays Dayton Stivers in game two here today. That's at 3. We won't be covering that contest. Redding won a game, lost a game against Deer Park, lost at Middletown Fenwick, owns a big victory against Georgetown, a very good Division III program this year. But Redding is just about all seniors. That's the major difference when I look at these two lineups. Neither team extremely tall. Redding has got 12th graders throughout. The leading scorer is A.J. Brown, 6'2" senior, at 12.3 a game. Actually, he's the number two man in the scoring column. Brandon Ross, a 5'9 senior guard, averages 15.4. And behind those two at less than 10 points a game are Elijah Vaught, who is a 5'9" senior guard, and Gabe Van Skaik, a 6'3" senior. Van Skaik, a 53% shooter. By the way, Ross, the 5'9 player out front, shoots threes at an amazing 47% clip. He's an 80% foul shooter. Redding is going to be a tough cookie here today for the Versailles Tigers, who must get every bit of 15 points a game from the fine guard, Michael Stauman. He scored about twice that in the win by Versailles over Rushi that we covered about two-thirds of the way through the regular season. Stauman was on fire in that game. He riddled Minster. He played extremely well against Anna. As I mentioned, he averages 15. He's probably got to exceed that here today. In addition, the Versailles Tigers need a strong showing from Heaston. He's a very good rebounder. He averages about 12.5 a game. The lone 12th grader on the Tigers roster has got to step it up here today, too. Should be a fine game. I don't think either one is a prohibitive favorite. Redding, perhaps maybe a half inch to an inch bigger throughout the starting five. Both teams have played very competitive schedules. We've got the starting lineups, a rundown of our sponsors, and the opening tip in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these excellent underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Matthews Versailles Tigers have been up and down. One thing for sure, they don't back off from anybody. Head coach G. Travis Swank and the athletic department for the Tigers put together a strong schedule year in, year out, i.e. they play now at Vandalia Butler every year, and of course the likes of Coldwater, Marion Local, St. Henry, and Minster in the MAC.
Yeah, along with CJ and a few other programs in there. Surprisingly, way back in the day, these two teams met in the regular season. They met during the 2002-03 season and the 03-04 season. Versailles won 65-64 at Madeira during the 2002-03 season and won a home against the Blue Devils 57-45 in 03-04. That's also a stretch that Versailles played Madeira during the regular season a few times. And then after that, the Versailles started playing Fort Laramie, and that put an end to these games against the Cincinnati Stars.
And those are typical good programs in the Cincinnati area. Division III, you mentioned Madeira, you mentioned Reading. And the Tigers get the opportunity here today to play Reading in a district championship game. Reading has won 8 in a row, by the way. The Versailles Tigers playing their best basketball of the year, coming off a heart-throbbing win in overtime against Brookville to take the sectional championship.
Yeah, that was quite a game. And obviously, it went into overtime, and the Tigers came out with a win. And they've had a lot of experience in this game, and we'll see what that experience does here today.
Well, these two clubs, 24 games deep into their 2018-19 seasons. Versailles Tigers opening 5. Ryan Martin, 8 points a game at forward, 6'2 junior. Michael Stommen, 5'10 junior at guard, 15 a game. Evan Houston to the power forward, 6'2. He is a senior, averaging 13 a game. Austin Toner, the wing, 6'6 junior. He's averaging 6.5 points a game. And the fifth starter is Connor Van Skyock, 5 points a game, 6 foot a junior. And right away, the Versailles Tigers get the opening tip and make 3 passes to Ryan Martin, who puts one in, low post right, 7-footer, as the Tigers' offense was executed nicely by head coach Travis Swank right out of the gate. Versailles in front, 2-0. Brandon Ross, A.J. Brown, Elijah Vaught, Gabe Van Skake, and T.J. Manning, the opening 5 for the Reading Blue Devils. Young man who runs the point out front, Brandon Ross, 15.4 a game. Here's a long step back 3 ball by Reading. It is Ross, in fact, who lets it fly way off the mark. Rebound ricochets to Stommen for the Tigers. We've played a minute, 2-0. Outside the arc on the right, it's Austin Toner. Toner gives it up 25 feet away to Ryan Martin. He goes baseline left. Whoops, moving screen on Versailles. As I mentioned several minutes ago, Reading Cincinnati Hills League includes a number of D3s and D2s as well, such as Cincinnati, Wyoming. Deer Park is in the league. And I mentioned that Deer Park plays in game 2 here today against Dayton Stivers. The winner of this game advances on to a regional semifinal on Wednesday at 5:30 against the Purcell Marion National Trail victor. Here is a travel call outside the arc on the left against Ross of Reading. Herky-jerky move, faked right, then skip to the left, drag the pivot foot.
Versailles has a little bit of a height advantage in this game, and they need to be able to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I remarked earlier that without Toner on the floor, the heights of these two clubs fairly even, but with Toner out there, Versailles does have an edge as Michael Stommen spots up behind the screen outside the arc left flank. Nicely set by Ryan Martin, and Stommen poured in the long triple. And we played short of 2 minutes. It's 5-0. Tigers lead. Versailles is spot on shooting the basketball here at the start. Here's Ross outside the arc on the right for Redding. He handles it a lot. Then he goes to Gabe Van Skake. Van Skake at the elbow on the left. Jump, shoots from 16. No good. High off the flange. Rebound knocked away to Stommen for the Tigers. Stommen down the floor to Dakota Nasker, who's on the floor now. He subbed in at the last turnover. 6-1 junior. Hand off to Heaston. Heaston barrels into the lane. Looked like he was fouled. Made the shot anyway. Wow, was that a formidable effort by Evan Heaston.
Quite an athletic move by Heaston.
Great shot by Evan of the Tigers. Here is Ross. Starting a drive for Redding. Pulls up at the foul line. Fadeaway 15-footer. Around and out. Here come the Tigers. Fast break. 2-on-1. Down to Toner. Up and in. For sales cheering section going crazy. 9-0 Tigers in the first 2 minutes, 45 seconds on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
Here come the Reading Blue Devils after the Reading timeout call, trying to stop the hurting because the Versailles Tigers have pumped in 9 straight points here at the outset of the game. Here's Reading shooting a deep three from the left corner. Elijah Vaught lets it fly. It circled the rim. It didn't stay in. It came out. Rebound Tigers. Reading doesn't get back. Here's Versailles running the floor. Heaston to Toner. Shot partially blocked. Loose ball rebound to Reading. Ross to Vaught. Baseline right to a teammate. Driving hard as Van Skakey overshoots.
Reading one shot now every time.
He had a left-handed leaner. Couldn't get it to go. Here comes Versailles. Michael Stammen up and over the timeline. 4:24 left in the first. Outside the arc to Heaston. Toner still in there at 6'6". He gets the ball down low. He does have a height edge, and he scores from 5 feet away. 11-0 Versailles. Who would have predicted this? Reading Blue Devils 18-6. Versailles Tigers 14-9. Here is a Reading player slipping at the foul line. Looked like he clearly walked. No call. He regained his footing in a hurry. Saved the possession. Handed it off on the play to Ross. Here's Ross gliding into the lane. High arching shot over Heaston. No good. Rebounded by Versailles. Long cross-court pass to Stammen. Pulls up on the arc. Baseline drive. Running one-hander. Skipped off the rim. Tip is in. Heaston got it for Versailles. 13-0, a blowout early on. 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Versailles Tigers rolling. Straight away 30 feet out, A.J. Brown, 6'2 senior, second leading scorer. He's got the ball for Reading. Right flank, T.J. Manning, 5'8 senior guard. Throws inside to Van Skake. He pivots. He misses from 8 feet away. Reading off the mark. Hasn't made a field goal. Versailles garnered the rebound. It's Stammen, forecourt left. 3 minutes even to go, first quarter. 13-0 Tigers. Ball thrown to Toner out high. And then he's pressed by Van Skake, who fights it loose. It rolls to midcourt. Tracked down by Stammen. Now to Heaston. He goes to the foul line to Martin. Back to Heaston. Heaston into the paint. Toner straight away. Reading doesn't guard the 6'6 Toner. 21 feet out. Now it goes to Heaston. Deep left corner, Martin. Good ball movement, Tigers. Back into Heaston. He maneuvers, tries to hook it, blocked. He was stuffed, got it back, then Redding ripped it away. Here come the Blue Devils. Forecourt left, it's Manning. Stop and go move. Fed it to A.J. Brown, out back. Here's a drive, a wild left-handed shot by Van Skake. Hit the rim twice, came off. Rebound touched by a white shirt. Versailles bench doesn't like the call. Versailles Tigers in the home white, orange numerals outlined in black. Reading the away blue, black numbers, which are trimmed in white. Off white and black stripes down the sides of the shorts. Reading in the blue sneakers. Tigers wear the black ones. Ball inbounded by Reading on the arc. Then it comes right back to the playmaker, Ross, who threw it on the court of play. He received the first pass after the ball was delivered inbounds, and he swished a three-pointer. Design play by Reading. It worked. First field goal took 6 full minutes. Here is Versailles, forecourt right. Stauman penetrates, dishes to Toner. Back to Stauman in the corner. Baseline below the basket to Easton, offensive foul. He knocked down Van Skade. Again, Versailles' section, far side of the floor, not pleased with the choice by the referee. Looked like it could have gone either way.
Versailles got slow this quick little momentum here by Redding.
13-3, Tigers, a minute 48 to go first quarter. Redding to midcourt, it's Elijah Vaught. Straight away to Ross, and we've got bodies falling in the paint area. Apparently, the Versailles Tigers tried to romp right through a stationary screen that was held by Redding. Foul against Versailles, ball inbounded, baseline left. Thrown to Ross. Ross comes top of the circle. Long, high arching floater, short off the rim. Rebound in the paint. Fadeaway shot, Brown, no good. And here come the Tigers. Minute 28 to go in the first. Stauman at midcourt. All over him is Elijah Vaught. Here's Stauman on the run, down the lane. He got it to go. It hit the rim twice and trickled through. Nice penetration by Stauman. He took it the last 60 feet. He would not be denied. That's the kind of assertive player Michael Stauman is. It is 15-3 in favor of Versailles. A minute to go in the first quarter. Here's Elijah Vaught in the right corner. Flips it behind him to Van Skake. Oh, a good feed. A nice pocket pass to a cutter. In off the bench, Donnick Patterson, a 6'2 senior. Nifty reverse layup right through. 48 seconds left, opening period. 15-5 Versailles. Stauman at midcourt. Stauman on the bounce. He looks at the clock, milks it some more. Dribbles 30 feet away. On him tightly is Elijah Vaught. Here's Stauman, a little out of control into the lane. Goes up to shoot. Got the benefit of late defense and a blocking foul while releasing the ball. So Stauman toes the stripe for two. The clock halts. 34.3 to go here in the first quarter. Versailles attempts to extend the lead. The free throw by Stauman, lift the iron, no good. Connor Van Skyock on the floor for the Versailles Tigers, 6 foot junior. Toner is out. No, Toner stays in. Easton gets a breather as the Tigers play a little bit shorter. Second free throw by Stauman is perfect. 16-5 Versailles. 24 seconds to go, first quarter. 30 feet out with the ball is Vaught. Hands off left side to Brown. Between the rings, handled by Vaught again. The 5'9 senior guard. His running mate is Brandon Ross, also a 5'9 senior. Nobody guards Vaught. He lets it fly. 5 seconds to go. Banked it from 25 feet. Missed it badly. Rebound Versailles. Nobody back down the floor for Redding. And Toner had a gimme, but the ball zipped right through his hands. I think had he snared it, he had a driving layup, which would have beaten the buzzer, I believe, by a half second or so. But all is not lost because the Versailles Tigers have a large first quarter advantage, 16-5 over Redding on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is Jack with Matt, Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker, scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. This is game one of two today. Division III district title games at the UD Arena. The first one here in progress, opening seconds, second quarter. Versailles in front of Reading by a score of 16-5. Our third game, or I should say our second game, being webcast to the third game of the day here at the UD Arena. Pitts Anna, 23-2 on the year against Clark Montessori. That is a 5 o'clock tip. Yep, Tigers open up the second quarter in very good fashion. Hard nose drive to the basket by Dakota Nasker as he went sliding in down the right side of the lane. Split two defenders. Was hacked on the arm. He's at the stripe. Makes the first shot. And second is a bit strong. Rebound down to Redding. 17-5 Tigers. Opening half minute, quarter number two. Thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Here is a foul line jump shot. 15-footer A.J. Brown hits for Redding. The Blue Devils' points have been few and far between so far. That's just the sixth and seventh on that two-point jumper, but Brown, 17-7 Tigers. Deep in the right corner, it is Stammen out high to Nasker for Versailles. 6'1 junior, started a drive, then retreated. Right wing to Martin, baseline right, Easton, he's doubled immediately. Gets it to Martin, ball rolls off him. Noah Redding player, out of bounds. It was close, Redding got a piece of it last, Matt.
Versailles has definitely come out very impressive today. Give a lot of credit to the coaching staff. This is an unusual day, being Sunday, an unusual time to play, but they've came out aggressive and ready to play.
And an unusual venue. UD Arena, so much space behind the hoops, but the Tigers are shooting it well. Look at Easton go to work. He caught the ball mid-range in the paint. Made a dribble, great drop step move, up and in, right over Brown. 19-7 Tigers, Redding with the ball, 30 feet away. It is Brandon Ross, who fakes right, goes left, into the corner. Little pick and roll. Here's a hard drive to the basket by Donek Patterson. Left it short. It looked like a Tiger Easton may have gotten a piece of it. Rebound down to Versailles. 6 minutes left till halftime. 19-7, Versailles in the lead. Straight away with the basketball. It is handled there by Martin. Martin fires to the post for Toner. Broken up on the play by Redding. Here come the Blue Devils down the floor. It is Ross, 25 feet away, looks for help. Having checked in is Cole Baker, 6'4 senior, giving Redding some added height. On the arc to Vaught, Vaught to Baker, outside the lane to the left, misses everything on a 12-footer, way strong. Rebound down to Basker for Versailles. He works his way up the floor. Looked like he might have been fouled once, twice. Tiger fans don't like it. Eventually, the whistle is blown. It's against Redding, the team's fourth. 5:20 to go here in the second quarter. 19-7 Tigers, who Matt noted seconds ago, off to a very good beginning in this game on a foreign neutral floor against Cincinnati Redding.
The Devils have done a very nice job against this pressure.
Sure have. Redding with a tight, intense man-to-man. Here's the ball thrown right corner. Not this time, as Nasker had it pilfered. Here's a run out. It's taken 60 feet down the floor by A.J. Brown. He finished with a leaner in the lane. Banked it in. Redding within 10 now. 19-9. Up the left side of the floor, Versailles. Nasker needs help in backcourt. Nobody for the Tigers comes to assist him. Redding nearly stole it. It goes out of bounds. Versailles will retain the ball.
That's the fourth team foul now on Redding here in the first half.
It is Stammen at guard with Nasker. And the Tigers work it up the floor to the timeline. Redding overly aggressive. That contact did not be ignored by the official. It's a foul.
They're probably being overly aggressive because that's the way they feel like they can get back in this ballgame.
Indeed. They've given the Tigers a few too many comfortable looks so far in this contest. Here's Easton outside the arc on the right. And right away, he goes to work right down the lane, all the way to the rack. It gets Van Skaik, left it short. Rebound Redding. Here's Redding quickly up the floor. Ross, baseline left. He goes to the rim. Blocked on the play by Evan Easton. He crammed him out of bounds. 4:33 to go, second quarter. 19-9 Versailles. After out, Austin Toner back in. Boy, he is a tall, lanky performer for the Tigers. 6'6", looks bigger than that. Arms extremely long, and he mans the post area. Here's a drive by Brown. Hand off to a teammate who reverses, tries to shoot it over. Toner can't. He swats it. What a play by Toner on the block. That's where the 6'6 comes into play. And the ball was punched to Stammen for Versailles. That reverse layup was tried to Van Skake. No dice. Toner said, not in my zone. Ball thrown to Stammen, head of the key. Picked up by Vaught. Deep left corner pass to a teammate. Here's a long three by Ryan Martin. It rattles around. In, out, back out. The rebound fought for. Poked away out of bounds off Versailles. Tough break, Ryan Martin. That was a triple. He should get at least a point and a half for that, Matt.
It was halfway in.
Way down in the cylinder. Might have touched the net before snapping out of there. Here comes Redding, forecourt left. Down 9, 3:40 left, first half. Here's Ross, pitch and catch with Brown. Ross enters the lane. High arching looper, 10-footer, swish. Good-looking play by Brandon Ross. That's why he's the club's leading scorer. 15.4 a game. Redding with an 8. Here's Stammen, midcourt. Tigers want to get him going again. Stammen, herky-jerky move. Foul line, wants to shoot. Block. Oh, what a play by Brown. A run out by Brown. A dunk by Brown. He flushed it. Brown blocks Stammen. Here is Stammen inbounding down the floor to Toner. Toner leaked out. Goes to Kramit. He's came from behind. He wanted to dunk it. Foul, Redding. Easy bucket, Redding at one end. Blue Devils fail to get back after the steal and the flush by Brown. Toner nearly had the dunk at the other end of the floor for the Tigers, but he was clobbered up at the rim. He shoots two free throws. Austin misses. 19-13, Redding within 6. Tigers led 9-0, 15-3, 16-5. At the end of the opening quarter, second free throw by Toner, good. Versailles, a 65% foul shooting club. 3 minutes left, first half, 20-13. Versailles lead, whittled to 7. Here's Ross, 25 feet away, fakes right, goes left against Martin. Around Toner, good! Foul, Tigers. What a play, Brandon Ross coming to life for the Redding Blue Devils. Along with his teammate, A.J. Brown, two leading point getters on the year. And it's 20-15, 3-point play chance for Redding's Brandon Ross. Tigers still up 5, but Redding is starting to show life. Free throw by Ross, swish. Versailles lead only 4. Three-quarter court pressure against Stammen. Up the left side to Naster, now Martin. Now Stammen, still not over the timeline yet. He splits two defenders, dumps it to Naster, back to Stammen. Stammen being chased by T.J. Manning. Manning, a 5'8 senior guard. Blue Devils have 3 perimeter players who are really scrappy, all of them under 5'11. Stammen, head of the key. Boy, he's being defended chest to chest. He wants to drive into the lane. Ball knocked free by Redding. Clearly a foul by Redding. Belated call by the official Bachman near side. And that was the proper decision. Clearly a foul. Sending Stammen to the stripe for 2. As Stammen got barricaded in the paint once he got in there, he had a couple players pinching him from Redding on either side. He went up to shoot. One player might have gotten ball. The other one clearly got Stammen on the wrist. His free throw, though, is a little crooked. Boy, Tigers have got to shape up the foul shooting, man.
3-7 so far.
20-16, Versailles by 4. 2:23 to go, second quarter. Second shot, Stammen. He's a better than 70% free throw shooter, and he doesn't connect on either one. Redding blazes a trail down the floor. 3-on-2 break after the missed foul shot. Van Skake blew it. Rebound Tigers. Here's a freight train. Stammen on the loose. All the way to the basket for 2. What a play by Stammen. He was on a fast track to the rim after the quick miss at the other end by Redding, and Stauman cashed in. Timeout, Tigers, 2:07 to go, second quarter. Versailles 22, Redding 16. It's a hurry-up, pell-mell game. High-octane offense both ways on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, here come the Redding Blue Devils after the timeout. Under two to go, second quarter. Redding had cut it to four. Now it's six. Here's Van Skake, baseline left. Got a nice pass on the play from Brown. A little shot put jumper. 10-footer hit the rim, kicked away. Versailles stared the board. Up the floor, Easton. He barges into the lane, goes up and under. A one-handed shot from 5 feet. Circled the iron twice, came out. Van Skake on the rebound for Redding. Down the floor to Ross. Look at him scoot. Motoring into the lane. Shot it from 10. No. Way short. Then he continued to plow right through a Tiger. Foul Redding offensive.
You just can't give Ross a step or else he'll take advantage of it.
Yeah, Ross for Redding. Stauman for Versailles. Two lightning quick guards. Stauman to midcourt now for the Tigers. He wears number 5. Cross court to Martin. Deep left corner on the play. Tigers throw to Toner. Toner to Martin, foul line. Back to Toner, pass to Telegraph, intercepted by A.J. Brown. Brown for Redding. Gave it up, got it back right corner. Goes to work on Easton. Pivots in the lane. Ball thrown on the arc to the left-hand three-point shooter. It is off the mark as Vaught couldn't get it to fall. Rebound knocked to the top of the circle. Stauman grabs it for Versailles. Long throw to Toner. Toner gives it up far left flank to a new player, Nate Johnson, 5'11 junior, who's in. He lost the ball momentarily. Redding dived for it. So did the Tigers. It's out of bounds. It is going to be Redding's ball.
Versailles did a nice job early of handling the pressure, but the last 3-4 minutes here, that pressure is starting to get to him.
Johnson for Versailles and Manning for Redding both went after the loose round ball far side of the floor. Johnson tagged it last. Here come the Blue Devils, still down 6. Half minute to go. Second quarter of play. What a start by Versailles. A 9-0 beginning. The closest Redding has gotten was 4 after being down 15-3. A minute ago, Redding trimmed it to 20-16. Now it's 22-16 Tigers. Last 10 seconds. First half of play. Redding plays for one. Here's Ross. 30 feet out. Johnson on him. Here's a double team. Ross, a fadeaway three-pointer at the buzzer, and it goes in. Wow. Brandon Ross running his stuff for the Redding Blue Devils. It looked like he was sandwiched by a couple of Tigers out near the top of the circle. Good jab step forward by the solid Redding guard, and then he retreated, backpedaled, and he pumped home a long triple with a second to go in the first half of this game. And lo and behold, the Redding Blue Devils, who once trailed 15-3 and then 16-5, are within 3 points at intermission, 22-19. Tigers still lead, but now by only 3 points. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report is upcoming in just a couple of minutes here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
We're
at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
So many thanks here on ScorersBroadcast.com to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Go to the website for more savings, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp gives you his best shot. The In-Between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good-eating place like it. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets get connected to your veterans benefits. Call Chris North. He's a vet helping vets. 937-498-7282, 498-7282. And in Rushi, thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, so much gratitude to the staff and associates at the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. It's the gem of Rushi. Stop in, tell Jolene Renderly that you heard all about her shop right here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Wells Brothers, Inc., it's grown to include 8 expanding divisions. New underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com include Maury's Landing, Maury's Landing Restaurant across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362 in Minster. Very popular in the morning. Great breakfast, open at 6. And you'll love the fish at night. That baked haddock is outstanding. An array of wraps and burgers at noon at Maury's Landing across from Lake Loramie, State Route 362. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. Regal gets high marks for high quality and reliability. If you need trophies, plaques, and awards, call on Regal, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, RegalTrophyAwards.com. And thanks as well here on ScoresBroadcast.com to another new underwriting sponsor. It's Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Dan Eilerman Construction on board with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Thanks to the Eilerman Construction team, they'll build a new home for you step by step by step as you participate closely with the construction team at Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Matt, take a look at the numbers. We're about 6 minutes away from the start of our third quarter here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Okay, the Versailles Tigers, they shot 53% in the first half. They were 9 of 17. But of that 53%, they were 7 of 10 in the first quarter, but just 2 of 7 in the second quarter. Leading the way for the Tigers is Michael Stahlman with 8 points, while even Evan Hestad had 6 points, Austin Turner with 5, Ryan Martin with 2, and Dakota Nofziger with 1. Again, the Tigers were 9 of 17 overall from the field, 1 of 2 from 3, 3 of 8 at the foul line. They had 18 rebounds and 8 turnovers. For the reigning Blue Devils, Brandon Ross with 11 points, all but 3 of those coming in the second quarter, while A.J. Brown has 6 points, and Danek Patterson has 2 for Reading. The Blue Devils were 8 of 26 from the field in the first half, 2 of 7 from 3-point range, and 1 of 1 at the line. They had 10 rebounds and committed just 3 turnovers. Reading, a lot of the Reading's comeback is points off of turnovers, where they led 8-4. Versailles leads in points in the paint 14-10. Versailles led 13-0, and that was the biggest lead of the game. They took that lead at the 3:32 mark of the first quarter, and since then, it's been Reading with a 19-9 advantage.
So, with just a little over 4 minutes played at the start of the game, Tigers were throwing a 13-0 shutout. Now, a few minutes away from the opening of the third quarter here at the half, Versailles owns a precarious 3-point lead. Reading has come back strong, 22-19 Tigers after two periods of play. That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Vanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker back here at the UD Arena. It's a boys' district championship tilt. Versailles 22, Reading 19, a couple minutes away from the beginning of the third quarter. Game two here at the UD Arena today, another district championship. We will not cover it. Deer Park versus Dayton Stivers. Game three, we are on top of that one. Anna Rockets tangle with Clark Montessori. We'll have the play-by-play in color at 5, webcast time 4:45. The fourth game of the day here at UD is Purcell Marion against National Trail. By the way, the winner of this game, Versailles Reading, meets the winner of the Purcell National Trail game Wednesday at 5:30. The regional semifinal at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. The winners of the other two games collide in the nightcap at 8, the second game of the twin bill on Wednesday. Anna Rockets play Clark Montessori. Should Anna win, Anna would take on the team that triumphs in the game between Deer Park and Dayton Stivers. Deer Park, perhaps a slight favorite in that contest. Deer Park beat Purcell Marion last year in overtime in this boys' Division III regional championship to represent the region at the state Final Four. We'd like to thank a number of underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Barker Insurance. For many years, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the whole area, customizing auto, home, farm, business, life insurance programs for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual. You are covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 492-1857. That's 937-492-1857. Here's Michael Stahman with the ball for Versailles. As the third quarter is introduced by the Tigers on offense, Stahman left open. Here's a step back three ball, triggered from downtown. No good. Rebound by Reading. Reading can tie with a three here. Here's Brown on the arc, goes right corner to Ross. Ross on the bounce, looks for a teammate. Here is Vaught, shake and bake move outside the circle. Throws it 25 feet away to Vaught, now to Ross. Ross foul line, doesn't shoot. Leaves it behind him to Patterson. 30 feet away, A.J. Brown. He's very athletic. He shakes Easton, then hits a teammate barging in from the right corner. It's Van Skaik. Shot deflected at the rim by Toner. Long rebound. Here, Tigers running. Toner, other end to Houston. Hits the trailer coming in. It's Nasker, and he's wrapped up, bear hugged and fouled before he can score, but he'll get two. Boy, each team, Matt, zipping down the floor with little notice. Each club wants to push it, fast break, get in transition whenever they can. Foul shot, Nasker right on the button.
He said it was kind of in a bad spot. He was too far away from the basket to really do much of a layup or anything, so he was able to find Nasker and get the foul.
Yep, Evan Houston gave the ball up. That was the proper thing to do. Nasker hits twice at the stripe. I think that's the first time in the game Versailles has gone to the free throw line and canned a pair. 1 minute gone, third quarter. Tigers 24, Reading 19. Down the floor, Blue Devils, T.J. Manning on the arc. Breaks to the foul line. He's open. Left-handed jumper. He pops it in. Not good defense there by the Tigers as the jump shooter got the screen and nobody switched for Versailles. Left him open. Quickly, deep left corner. It is Nasker. He's open for Versailles. Lets it go. A bomb. Good. How about that? Cody Nasker. Three-pointer. Swish. All net. Out of control. Reading in the forecourt. Tigers by six. Up and under. Brown in the lane. Got it. Athletic maneuver by Brown. 27-23. Versailles by four. 2 minutes gone. Third quarter. Deflected pass at the timeline. Redding's got the steal. Here's Ross. Forecourt right. No one under. He chucks up a three. Aaron shot. Missed it. Ill-advised. Rebound Tigers. Three on two. Right corner Stauman. Shake and bake. Into the lane. Tried to pass it to Houston. He thought he was fouled. Redding stole it. Here come the Blue Devils. Out of control. Now it's Ross. Gliding through the paint area. Handed it to Brown. He hooked it in. Here come the Blue Devils.
Versailles just going to try to slow it down here a little bit.
27-25, Tigers by two. Here's Nasker. Here's Houston. Foul line. Oh, a good pick and roll with Toner. Layup, yes. Toner on the finish. Assist, Evan Houston. 29-25, Tigers. 5:17 to go here in the third. Baseline drive. Brandon Ross, Redding. Spin move. Ducks under, doesn't shoot. Far left side. It's Brown with the ball 25 feet out. A.J. Brown fakes right, goes left. Backs down Houston, foul line, doesn't shoot. Left flank, T.J. Manning. Manning, 5'9", senior guard. On the arc to Brown. Line drive, three ball in the air. Bingo! He's got it. Blue Devils within one. 29-28 Tigers. Stomping up the right side of the floor. Here comes the pinch by a couple Blue Devil defenders. Defensive foul. Morgan picked it up. Max Morgan in off the bench for Redding. Morgan, a 6'3" junior, blocking foul, side court right in front of the scorer's table. Common. Tigers play it in. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Houston. Left side, Ryan Martin. On top, Stauman. Stauman being harassed. There he goes down the lane. He's clobbered. He goes to the floor hard. He tried an unorthodox maneuver shooting it to try to get it to the rim, but he was hit so hard by the Blue Devils player, he could not get the ball up to the iron, but a couple of free throws for Michael, who missed two earlier. This one stays in. 30-28, Versailles by two. 4:36 to go, third quarter. Entertaining game, Matt, up and down the floor.
Definitely. Versailles just got to slow down the running momentum right now.
Yeah, Blue Devils want to really attack. And Versailles wants to attack, yes, but not quite at the pell-mell pace of Reading. Michael Stauman flips in both foul shots. 31-28 Tigers, 4:30 left here in the third quarter. On the arc, Brandon Ross. He shakes Martin into the lane. A late dish to a teammate low on the left. It's Donek Patterson. Shot blocked, but his wrist is tagged. And he'll get two free throws. 4:24 to go here in the third quarter of this game. Versailles clings to a three-point edge, 31-28. Reading Blue Devils 18-6, Versailles Tigers 14-10. Reading plays in the Cincinnati Hills League. with the likes of Wyoming, Deer Park, Madeira, Marymount, Cincinnati Taylor. First shot, good, by Donick Patterson. Second free throw to cut it, right back down to one, and he does. 31-30 Versailles. 4:20 to go, third quarter. Midcourt Staman. Left side pass, Nosker. Still not over the timeline. Here comes the double team. Nosker, foul stripe, right corner Martin. Back out to Staman. Head coach Travis Swank on his knees. Signals play number one. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Versailles 31, Reading 30. Easton on the arc. Easton to Martin. Right flank Easton. Oh, good ball reversal. Inside to Toner. Turnaround shot blocked. Out of bounds. Oh, what a play. Boy, Patterson and Brown. Good leapers on the inside. Neither one exceedingly tall. Both 6'2 and a half or so. But they've got hops. Here's the throw from out of bounds. Cross court. Martin for Easton. Not a chance. Broken up by the Blue Devils. Down the floor for the lead. It's Reading. Straight away three ball. Vaught way short. Ball ricochets to Staman for Versailles. Tigers dodged a bullet right there. Versailles still up one. 3:29 to go, third quarter. Staman midcourt. Left side pass goes to Ryan Martin. To Staman, to Martin. Good ball movement. Layup in. Staman, good look. Fine assist by Staman for Martin. Big 2 points, Tigers. They're up three again. Dribble drive to Vaught in the lane. Shot fake. Seven-footer. Blocked away by Toner. Loose ball left corner. Reading regathers. Manning's got it. Oh, Staman's all over him. Nearly stole it. Ball thrown to Vaught, 25 feet away. 2:54 to go. Third quarter. Tigers up three. Here's Ross retreating. Right corner. Start to drive. Martin doesn't get set. Defensive foul. It's common on the Tigers. Only the team's second. Redding's got three fouls.
Tigers have done a much better job here in the third quarter of not giving Brandon Ross a step.
And Ross loves to navigate the paint. His motive is to penetrate and set things up for Brown. Ball inbounded. Long three-pointer straight away. Donick Patterson off the bench for Reading. Ties up the game. A trifecta from well out on the floor. He took the inbounds pass from beneath the rim and let it fly. Here's Staman in the right corner for Versailles. Punched away out of bounds by Reading. But we're starting to see the true Blue Devils team operate right now.
They got off to that slow start down 13-0, but since then.
Inbounded for Sales. Good play into the lane. Easton, half-hook shot, five-footer, good. But money in the bank right there. If Evan Easton gets it that deep, count him. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Tigers back up two. Here's DJ Manning on the arc to Ross for Reading. The 5'9 guard wants to shoot. He rotates the ball, top of the circle, into the lane. Running one-hander, yes. Brandon Ross, he's the real deal. 35-35 tie. 1:59 to go, third quarter. Heck of an opening district championship game of four here at UD. Blocking foul, forecourt to our left. Boy, Reading is attempting to challenge every step forward toward the basket. Every single pass for sure. Common foul, Reading, inbounded again by Versailles. Here's Staman. How many points for Michael so far, Matt? He's got to get going.
10.
10 for Staman, averaging 15. Here's Nosker on the arc, screen from Toner. Pick and roll, drive, knocked away from Cody. Loose ball, it's taken by Reading, foul by Martin. Blue Devils possession, a chance for Reading to go on top. Minute 36 left, third quarter. Well, Reading needed almost the entire three quarters to draw even after falling down in this game. 9-0, 12-0, 13-0. And now Reading with the score knotted at 35. Opportunity to go on top here. A.J. Brown's pass is telegraphed. Intercepted on the play by Versailles Johnson. Hits the trailer Staman, and he's clobbered. Foul. Two free throws, Staman. Well, he was undercut as he went flying through the lane. A fine hustle play, Matt, by Nate Johnson in off the bench for the Versailles Tigers. He made the swipe and took it the other way, left it for Stauman. And he was beaten up on his drive to the basket, but he missed fires on the free throw. Normally, he's lights out at the stripe. 35 tie. 1:19 to go, third quarter. Second shot by Stauman for the lead. In the air, front rim, back rim, came off. Toner on the offensive rebound. Right back on the arc to Stauman. Stauman, 2 of 6 at the free throw line. Twice, he has missed a pair. Stauman retreats near midcourt. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Tigers spread it. Now Toner, high right. Little give and go, Heaston maneuvers in the lane. 7-foot fadeaway bank shot, good. Evan Heaston. Tigers back up 2.
Quite a nice little spin move there by Heaston.
Sure was.
Boy, he ended up shooting the shot with one hand.
Heaston's mighty tough around the rim, tough to guard. He's got a lot of swivel moves. He's nifty. Outside the arc on the right, it's Manning for Redding. 34 seconds to go, third quarter. Tigers up 2. Penetrating the lane, it is A.J. Brown. Brown lost control, tried to save it in the corner. Did so, but threw it to the scorer's table.
Yeah, they were trying to do maybe a backdoor along the baseline there, and there was nobody home.
But Tigers need to play for one and get a bucket to close out the third quarter. 22 seconds left. Left side pass, Nofsker, left corner, Heaston. He sees an avenue, wants to drive, then slows it up, flips it back out to Stauman. Stauman near center circle, 12 to go, third quarter. Tigers up 2. Here's Nofsker. Here's Heaston, high post. He swivels down the lane. Looked like he was fouled, missed it. Toner on the stick back, good, at the buzzer. Nice play. Heaston took the shot early. Thankfully, he made the move to the basket from the free throw stripe with about 4 seconds to go, because after his miss, on which he appeared to be fouled, Toner had time to get the rebound shot to go through, and the Tigers earn a 4-point lead after three quarters on scorersbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years, each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
And we would like to thank Local Equipment very much. Local, a founding sponsor on Scores Broadcast, is located in Jackson Center at Shelby County. It moved there in 1982 from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And the corporation site since 82, as I mentioned, has been Jackson Center in Shelby County. Locally, Local pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center. It, by the way, manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all around the globe. Opening seconds, fourth quarter. Versailles leads Redding by 4 after Redding tied it late in the third. Dribble drive, Ross, lot of traffic. Dipsy-Doo play in the paint. Oh, it rimmed. It lifted twice. Thankfully for the Tigers, it came out. The young man for Redding was fouled. Almost a horse shot by him driving. This young man has got moves. He's extremely athletic. Brandon Ross and A.J. Brown, two leading scorers for Redding on the year, averaging nearly 30 between them. Two foul shots here for Ross. 78% free throw shooter on the year. He's got it. And it's 39-36 for Sales, up 3, 7:40 left in the fourth. Second shot, Ross. Good again. For Sales, Tigers lead is 2. This game, Matt's got all the makings of being a photo finish.
Been a back and forth affair here in the second half. Can Versailles keep coming up with the answers?
Yep, Redding making it nip and tuck. Here's Knopfler, 30 feet away for the Tigers, dribbles through traffic. Team foul situation, 5 on Redding, 4 on Versailles. Stammen 30 feet out, now retreats near the UD logo, center line. On the arc, right flank, it's Stoner. He goes high-low down inside for Easton. It's thrown away, touched by Redding, then touched by Easton. Out of bounds to the Blue Devils. Boy, Easton was available. The pass was not on the money. Here comes Redding. A three-pointer would give the Blue Devils the lead. Ross has got the ball 30 feet away. Spins top of the circle. I like Coach Swank's approach. He's got the freshman Johnson on him. But here's a drive by Ross. A floater in the lane. Hit teardrop from 5. Swish. All cord. Brandon Ross, the star guard for Redding, turning it on. The game is tied at 39. Here's Johnson into the left corner. Toner. Toner baseline. Drives to the rim. Knocked away. Tried to save it. Threw it out of bounds. Blue Devil fans right behind us. Whooping it up. 39-39 tie. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here comes Redding up in the forecourt. Ball fed from Vanscape to Ross to A.J. Brown. Baseline drive blocked out of bounds by Versailles. Toner and Easton all over that one. They saved a sure 2. Ross will play it in. Left of the rim to Vanscape. Deep left corner, Ross. Got it back, wanted to shoot the 3. Now the long fall away two-pointer. He's got it. Heck of a play by Brandon Ross for Redding. Blue Devils first lead.
You give him a step, he's deadly.
41-39. Stammen in the forecourt. 2-3 men on him. Stammen out of control. Into the paint. He is dumped, tripped on the play. Down he went. He took a spill. Eventually fed it to Toner for the gimme. But the foul early means the Tigers will have to play it in.
It's the last common foul for Redding, so Versailles is going to hit some foul shots down the stretch.
6 minutes to go in the game. Long, high inbounds pass to Stammen on the arc. He tries to spin around Ross and Brown. One of the two hipped him. Free throws for Stammen. 6:02 to go in the fourth. Redding 41, Versailles 39. 6 straight points by the Blue Devils.
Michael, just 3 of 8 at the line there.
Free throw, Stammen, a lot of rim, still more rim, and it goes in, finally. 41-40, Redding by 1. Stammen needs to improve his foul shooting because he can get there often. He swishes that one. Yeah, Michael is so quick of foot, tough to guard. He can beat you in a heartbeat, and he's prone to getting a lot of free throws because he's so shifty out there on the floor. And he shot a bunch so far in this game. Here's Stammen nearly stealing from Ross. Redding controls. 41-41 tie. 5:41 to go in the fourth quarter. And head coach Stidham of Redding gets a timeout. Nothing decided. It's all knotted up. Even Steven, 41 apiece, early on fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker, scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. A guard, Nate Johnson, still on the floor for the Versailles Tigers. He is picking up Ross everywhere. I like that switch off by head coach Travis Swank. He continues to put the fresher player on Ross, who is almost impossible to slow down. Here's a drive by Redding after the timeout. It's Van Skaik speeding in on a fast track from the left corner, and he was going so hard to the rim, he overshot it. He beat Toner to the basket, but misfired, and the Tigers have got the rebound. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the game. Versailles is in the bonus, so you've got to make sure Michael Stauman handles the basketball. It's thrown down the right side to Easton, right in front of Tigers head coach Travis Swank, who gets a timeout with 5:04 left to be played. We'll keep it right here and tell you all about Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. I love that roasted chicken at Brookins. It's superb. Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Drop in, say hi to Carl. Tell him you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget the banquet room seats up to 60 at Brookins. Enjoy that new late-night menu open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday at Brookins. You can't beat it. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, on the web at brookinspub.com. Well, a good break for Fort Loramie after the timeout. A dropped ball in the lane, but Matt, an alert Tiger, picked it up and scored.
Yeah, he said drop the ball, but he stayed with it, didn't panic, and dished it off to Nafziger for the easy layup.
Cody Nafziger got the field goal to give the Tigers a two-point lead. Redding throws it away at midcourt. Easton's got the ball. Easton on the run out, down the floor. A lot of contact. It's ruled a charge. Oh, a tough break for the Tigers. Offensive foul, Evan Easton. That was one of those 50-50 calls. The referee was on it. He sold it. And you simply have to accept it and play on. 43-41 Tigers, who had a chance to go up by four or five there after the Redding miscue. Here is Redding with the ball, forecourt left. It's Van Skaik. Van Skaik on the arc, looks for help. Throws the top of the circle to Vaught. Near side pass to T.J. Manning. Error by Redding. Manning simply coughed it up.
Right through the hands.
Another break for the Tigers. Couple of empty sets in a row for Redding. Versailles needs to capitalize. Forecourt left to Ryan Martin. Oh, a telegraph pass. He threw it 30 feet across the floor for Johnson, right into the hands of Vaught. Back to Stauman. He's the release valve. He got to keep it in his hands. Michael controlling the ball. He is checked by a defender. Penetrates the lane. Two men come at him. Great dish to Easton. He's got the point blanker. 4-point lead for Sales. Stauman assisting Easton. Boy, that's the objective the rest of the way. Penetrate and dish. Baseline drive, Redding. Nearly stolen by Nate Johnson. Ball lost in the corner by Ross. Cross court to Van Skaik. Baseline left below the backboard. Throws it to Ross, 30 feet away, nearly lost it. A drive by Ross, blocked out of bounds. What a play by Easton again. 2:53 to go.
He was behind Ross on that one and came up with the block.
Tigers still lead by four. It looked for a moment like Versailles was fading after Redding had drawn even, inbounded into the paint. Spin move Brown. Easton with a block. Oh, he nipped him on the wrist. Two free throws coming here for Redding. Redding shot fouls well.
They are 5 for 5 so far in the game. This is the first attempts for Brown in the contest.
At the line for the Redding Blue Devils, second leading scorer on the year, A.J. Brown, 6'2.5 senior, 12.5 points per contest, and his first free throw after being fouled in the act of shooting hits the front rim, back rim, side rim, hangs on the front rim, falls to the floor. Second shot right down through the netting. Timeout, Coach Stidham of Redding. Coach Swank calls his troops over. 2:50 to go in the fourth. Versailles clings to the 3-point lead. 45-42 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dive deep into Frisch's Big Boy. Explore seafood favorites every day, like our famous fish sandwich. Plunge into our hot seafood bar every Friday evening, including our limited-time seafood Alfredo. Crunch into a cod nugget basket. Savor popcorn shrimp, hush puppies, and more. All your seafood favorites, plus our new spicy tartar sauce, are here. Dive deep, only at Frisch's Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Here we go, the final less than 3 minutes of this contest. Boys, Division IV, District Championship, UD Arena. For Sales with a three-point lead in the bonus. Michael Stahman catches at midcourt. Gave it up to Martin, right back to Stahman. Michael is 40 feet from the hoop. Just in front of us now, near the timeline at UD. He started closely. Five-second count is on. And then he started forward. Five-second count went off. It's on. Now it's off. Stahman, head of the key on the bounce. Goes right wing. Nasker enters the lane. Right back to Stahman. Stahman puts it in the deep freeze. Little jab step. Here comes the double team. Stahman's got to get rid of it. And he throws it away. Wow. Intercepted Redding. 2 minutes left. Here's a baseline drive. Is it a charge, a travel, a block? Offensive foul on Redding. Good defense for the Tigers. That was Michael Stahman, who took the hit like a linebacker in football.
Vaught drove to the basket, and then he thought, well, I can't do anything with it, and he was caught in no man's land.
Yep, Redding was wildly out of control. Versailles, after the turnover at the Tigers' offensive end, hustled back down floor, played fine D. Here is Nasker at midcourt for Versailles. He's in hot water. He's being sandwiched. Another timeout called by Versailles. A minute 49 left. Well, Versailles has managed to work this clock all the way down to a minute 49 to go in the fourth. And the Tigers still lead it by three. It is 45-42. Don't forget the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney's got you covered. The very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can find you a perfect fitting mattress. Take advantage of five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. And don't forget to take advantage of the big Beat the Taxman sale. Huge savings on furniture. 6 years, no interest. Find out all the details. It's the Beat the Taxman sale at Goffney Furniture. Everything priced just right to meet your budget's needs. 1:40 left to go. Fourth quarter. Stahman gets the inbounds pass. Wants to drive and shoot. It is blocked away easily by Redding. A run out, Blue Devils. Brown down the floor. He blew it. Redding gets the long rebound. Turnovers aplenty here in the last 2 minutes. Neither team cashing in. We've got one empty possession after another. Here's a jab step. Top of the circle by Vaught of Redding, which is down three. 75 seconds to go in the game. Long triple by Vaught. Way downtown. Way short. That's like another turnover. It was ill-advised. Easy rebound, Tigers. Here comes Stahman on the giddy-up. Almost over and back. Defensive foul at the timeline. A.J. Brown unnecessarily picked it up, although Redding knows that when the ball is in Stahman's hands, he's going to dribble, dribble, and dribble you to death. You got to come at him with two, three guys to force him to give it up.
It's four fouls now on Brown.
And he's a cog, important player for Redding. 1-1, Michael Stahman in the air, no good. Well, Versailles has not shot free throws well in this game.
Now 9 of 17.
Lead still 3, though, 45-42. Nobody scored in nearly 3 minutes. Here's Redding, 25 feet away. It's Ross. Johnson on him. Pick and roll, right corner. Ross, good D. Here comes the double. Ball thrown to Brown. He weaves down the lane. He lost the basketball. Versailles got the board. Versailles got the rebound. It looked like a Reading player undercut Nasker, who went down hard. No foul call. Cody got a piece of it last. Whose possession? Reading ball after all of that is sorted out. That's a tough pill to swallow for the Tigers. I thought
that was going to be Brown's fifth there for a second.
Yeah, I thought Nasker was clearly fouled. But Reading has it. Three-point game, 35 seconds left. Crunch time, going to the wire. On the arc, it is Ross. Fakes right, goes left. He drew a foul on Versailles. The Tigers seventh. 1-1 for Brandon Ross. 80% foul shooter.
3-for-3 in this game.
He is a 47% shooter from three-point land. 5'9 senior guard, nearly 16 points a game. Free throw rolling right down through the ropes. 32 seconds to go. Versailles by two, 45-43. Second shot for the Blue Devils free throw shooter. Brandon Ross, a lot of rim. It's good. Yep, 45-44. Versailles up one. They try to slay the second school with the nickname Blue Devils, having beaten Brookville in a sectional championship. Versailles up one with the ball. 32.2 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Well, the Versailles Tigers have to get the ball inbounds at the rear backcourt end zone. We've got 10 players bunched rear of the timeline. Four blue shirts, four white shirts. It goes to Stommen. Here's Stommen on the go. Up the floor. He beats pressure into the half court. Feeds it to Martin. Back to Stommen. Here comes the double team. Stommen is crowded 30 feet away. Foul. And that might be number five on Brown.
It looks away. And that will be the 10th team foul in Reading. So two foul shots for Stommen.
And that's the more important thing. Yeah, Brown is out. He's a playmaker. But now Michael doesn't need to make the first to get the second. But I tell you what, two free throws here would be delightful for the Tigers, would give them a three-point cushion with 21.4 to go. Michael Stommen's not shot fouls well in this game. He's got two coming. Keep in mind, the hot shot guard for Reading is still on the floor. The number one leading scorer on the year, Brandon Ross, nearly a 50% three-point shooter. Here's Stommen. He's got two. That was foul number 10 on Reading. Stommen, calm, cool, collected, connects. 46-44, Versailles by two. 21.4 to go. This one is critical. Shot by Stommen. Got it again. Michael in the clutch. Timeout. Head coach Travis Flint of Versailles. Tigers wrong across the way on their feet in unison. A sea of orange and black. We'll take a break, Matt, then we'll return. 21 ticks to go. Tigers up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Well, again, here on scoresbroadcast.com, so many thanks to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi plus Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Thank you, Ken Francis, Doug Borchers, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. It's the gem of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn. Drop in, say hi to Jolene Rinderly. Let her know you heard about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie with us, along with Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Here comes Redding. Down three. 16 seconds left to go in the game. On the arc, it's Vaught. You can bet they'll look for Ross, the three-point shooter. Vaught on the drive. Left corner, Van Skaik. Back to Vaught. He goes baseline. 5 seconds to go. Vaught's below the rim. To Ross to the right corner. He stepped out of bounds. Redding took way too much time to get the ball to Ross behind the arc. When he got it, he was jammed up. He was simply sandwiched between a couple Tiger players in the boundary, and the official Bachman right on it saw the shoe of Ross of Redding touch the strike down to a right. Turnover for Sales ball. 2.1 to go. The only thing bad that could happen here for Versailles, Matt, is to not get it in bounds and lose possession and give it to Redding, or to throw it away right to a Blue Devil who sinks a three.
They were very strong with the ball in this last possession that ended up with the two Stammen foul shots. They needed to be strong again with the ball here with 2.1 seconds to go. Outstanding defense there by Nate Johnson.
Oh, wow.
On Ross.
I'll give head coach Travis Swank all the credit in the world. The money man defensively. A choice made at midstream in the middle of the game by head coach Travis Swank. In came Nate Johnson off the bench. What a stellar job defensively. He's turned the game around. Plus Stammen, his drives, his feeds to Easton. Versailles playing big defensively on the interior. Here at side court, in back court. Versailles wants to inbound. Martin throws it 60 feet down the floor to Easton. He touches it, loses it. It is over. Time expires. Versailles Tigers jubilant. Knocking off Redding, the favorite club here today at the UD Arena. Versailles 14-10, Redding 18-6, and the Blue Devils are beaten. Versailles played phenomenal defense the last 4 minutes of this game. Redding got the lead at one juncture, didn't they, Matt?
Yes, a little bit there. That was an outstanding play there at the end. To throw it to the other end of the court, if it gets touched, time goes off the clock.
Yep.
It's far away from the running basket, and they don't have a chance.
Yep, strategy was perfect. Just get it to the other end of the floor. Easton didn't care whether he caught it or not. He got a fingertip on it. Time expired. It ran out before the ball trickled all the way to the end of the court and out of bounds. And the Tigers beat Redding by 3, 47-44. Versailles deserved it. Tigers led 99.9% of this game. Redding had the lead for only about 20 or 30 seconds.
They came out ready to play today.
And, oh, sure did.
And every time that Redding did have a threat and pushed it, they responded.
Yeah, fantastic preparation by Travis Swank, head coach for Sales Tigers. As his club does a number on Redding here today, Redding came in favored from Cincinnati, much like Cincinnati Christian came in favored in a Division IV district championship game against Fort Loramie. But the Tigers and Redskins turn the tables on the Cincinnati teams. Versailles victorious 47-44. Matt, I don't think Redding got a field goal in the last 4.5 minutes of this game.
Well, they just had just two field goals in the fourth quarter, and both of those by Ross.
Yep. It might have been closer to 5 minutes. A little better than 5 minutes at the end of the game. Redding went without a bucket. Versailles defense, although it gave up some ground in the middle part of the game, was lights out down the stretch in the fourth.
Yeah, like you said, we talked about their struggles with the foul line, but when it counted, Michael Stammen was 4 for 5 at the line in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, Stammen struggled early. What did he wind up closing out at the charity stripe?
He was 7 for 13.
7 for 13, hit his last two, maybe what, four of his last six?
Four or five there in the fourth.
Four out of five to finish for Michael Stallman at the free throw line. And as it turned out, Matt, the Tigers needed every single one of those four that he made late in this game, including the last two were clutch, because that enabled the Tigers to lead by three, not one, not two. Redding needed a trifecta there at the end of the game to tie, but Redding had the ball with 20-plus seconds to go and dribbled away, what, 17 or 18 of them before finally Ross touched it a second time in the deep right corner, and when he did, he was standing out of bounds.
Yeah, and instead of working along the arc trying to get a three-point shot, they were dribbling along the baseline, and there was nobody open.
I tell you what, give the Versailles Tigers all the credit in the world, beating the Blue Devils two games in a row, knocking off Brookville in a sectional championship, and Redding here today in a district title. And how about that? That shows you the strength of the MAC, the Midwest Athletic Conference. Versailles goes 14-10 on the year, played Marion Local pretty tough, played St. Henry to a three-point game, 65-62, routed Minster. Did Versailles beat Coldwater, I believe. And here are the Tigers in the Sweet 16 in Division 4.
And then along with that MAC schedule, the non-conference schedule, we talked of before about you're playing Laramie, you're playing Rushi, two teams that are always going to challenge you. They played CJ, they played Vandalia.
Yep.
Just a very good schedule for the Tigers, and it's paid off today.
Tell you what, we'll take a break, then return momentarily, as the Versailles Tigers will individually receive their hardware, then at some point the district championship trophy, as the Southwest District Athletic Board steps forward. We'll return in 60. Tigers upset Redding 47-44 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, we return to the UD Arena. I'm Jack Kramer along with Matt Zerker, Chuck McPhee in the Sunshine State in Florida. His son was married last night. He'll return on Tuesday, and we'll have Division 4 and Division 3 boys regional semis on Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll cover a couple of games on Tuesday, and who knows, we could very well have a pair to cover for you on Wednesday. Anna Rockets come up later today at 5. We've got the webcast at 4:45 on scoresbroadcast.com. Who knows, Versailles and Anna could be in the regional in opposite brackets. Tigers are there. Versailles would play in the opening game of the regional on Wednesday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, 5:30, against the Purcell Marion National Trail winner. That game is later today at 7. We don't cover that one. We've got the Anna game for you against Clark Montessori. The Anna Clark winner plays the Dayton Stivers Deer Park winner. That game is at 3. We won't cover that one either, but we've got the 5 o'clock Anna tilt coming up later this afternoon. How about the Versailles Tigers? 14-10. 14-10 overall on the year, and they upset Cincinnati Redding. which came in at 18-6. Matt, the big shots, the favorite schools from Cincinnati, Cincy Christian, and Reading go down to defeat at the hands of Fort Loramie and Versailles, who both deserved the victories. Each one played splendidly here at the UD Arena this weekend.
Yeah, they both came ready to play, and they were prepared. Great job by each of those coaching staffs to get the kids ready to go in this one. Even though Versailles ended up with 18 turnovers in the game, Reading only had 16 points off of those turnovers. So the Versailles did a nice job after turning the ball over, contesting Reading on offense and holding them in control.
How many miscues by Reading? Seemed like they had at least a dozen.
They had them down for 9 in this contest.
Wow. And they missed shots early, didn't turn it over early. Yeah, I bet most all those 9 turnovers were in the last quarter of the game. They had several, at least 5, maybe a half dozen down the stretch, final 4 minutes,
right,
which cost them the game.
Right. And Versailles countered that by shooting 59% for the game. They were 17 of 29, 2 of 4 from three-point range, 11 of 19 at the foul line. Well, Reading shot just 36%. They were 16 of 45, 4 of 12 from three-point range, and 8 of 9 at the line.
So both Fort Loramie and Versailles come into the UD Arena. Each club shoots well over 50-50 from the floor to earn victories. Each one a mild upset, Fort Loramie over Cincinnati Christian and Versailles over Reading. Game just completed seconds ago. We might eventually get a chance to talk with head coach Travis Swank of Versailles. Of course, he's down to our left with WTGR-FM at the moment. We'll try to get him over here. We've got plenty of time. We're going nowhere, Matt. We're not covering game 2. We're here till 6:30, quarter of 7 tonight. We've got the Anna tip at 5 against Clark Montessori. Right now, Evan Heaston is at the net. He's trimming down the ropes. A sensational victory by the Versailles Tigers. 14-10 on the year. We saw Versailles late in the campaign, played Anna mighty tough, blew out Rushi, steamrolled Minster. We saw how good Versailles could be. It was a Jekyll and Hyde season. Tigers obviously in high gear late in the campaign. And they're making clutch plays. Overtime over Brookville. A squeaker here today over Reading. And it's a young team. Only one senior, Evan Easton.
And even though they had those 18 turnovers down the stretch, their ball handling and the way they handled them, they went up with the ball strong down the floor. Michael Stahman did a nice job handling the pressure and then hit some foul shots down the stretch to seal the win for the Tigers.
Tell you what, let's take another break. I'm not sure if we'll catch up with Coach Swank or not. Let's give our Clancy's awards out at this point.
Okay.
Who is it, Matt? A toss-up?
I'm going to go with Michael Stahman. He ended up with 14 points. Yeah, he was only 7 of 13 at the line, but he was 4 for 5 there in that fourth quarter. And at times, when Versailles really needed the points to hang on to the lead. He did a great job against the Reading pressure all game. He ended up also with 3 assists and 5 rebounds. Just a great all-around game from Michael. And then on the Reading side, Brandon Ross had a great game. He had 21 points. Great shooter. Also ended up with 4 steals. But in the end, the Versailles defense, especially Nate Johnson, shut him down there in that fourth quarter, and that's helped Versailles get the win.
Yeah, that was a marvelous move by head coach Travis Swank of Versailles. Didn't start out that way. Johnson was not on the floor at the beginning of the game. I don't think he entered until at some point.
No, he finished with only 12 minutes.
Yeah, he didn't come in until at least fairly late in the second, maybe not till the third. But, wow, what a performance by Johnson on the hot shot guard for Reading. Good move by head coach Travis Swank. We've highlighted our Clancy's Award winners, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Up here we are back at the UD Arena. Jack Kramer, Matt Zerker awaiting Travis Swank, for Sales head coach. Tigers victorious, defeating Cincinnati Reading 47-44. At least a mild upset. People in Cincinnati had written Reading into the regional, had written Cincinnati Christian into the D4 regional. Not to be. Fort Loramie won that one. Versailles wins this one here today. Terrific defense down the stretch by the Versailles Tigers. Outstanding. And I kept alluding in the third quarter, give the ball to Michael Stahlman. Let's get Coach Swank. Hey, Coach! Hey, Coach! We've got Coach Travis Swank is nearby. Here he is grabbing the headset now. 47-44, the Versailles Tigers defeat the Reading Blue Devils. I think the people in Cincinnati, Coach Swank, believe this is an upset. But I tell you what, we knew the Versailles Tigers were very capable at 14-10 of knocking off the 18-6 Reading Club. A marvelous preparation. Your team executed beautifully.
Thank you.
Standout performance. And what the decision to bring Nate Johnson in to hound the outstanding guard for Reading.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you told us after, I believe, the Anna game that we could be a giant killer, and yep. That's kind of our mentality here. We knew we had scheduled a great schedule to prepare us for this moment right here. We felt like we were battle-tested coming in. We weren't going to shy away from any opponent. And, you know, speaking of Nate Johnson, he's just a good kid. You know, did a phenomenal job hounding him. You know, and Ryan Martin did too early on. I mean, he really struggled early on. He got off, which good players do. They find ways to get it done. He got it done for them, got them back into the game. But I'm just so happy for our team.
And we knew that even though Michael Stahlman missed a few free throws early, we knew eventually he'd get red hot at the strike.
Yeah, he was good. I got to go cut down now. I'll be back.
Thanks, Coach Swank. Head coach Travis Swank of the Versailles Tigers. Congratulations to him. Boy, he's mighty happy with his club. 14-10 regular season. A stringent schedule preparing Versailles from the MAC for this district tournament run.
And on paper, all three of their tournament games, they've been probably considered the underdog.
Oh, yeah.
Twin Valley South was the CCC champions.
Uh-huh.
And had the better record and the higher seed in the tournament. Knocked off the Panthers. And then Brookville in the sectional final, same thing. And then now with a win over Reading.
And we caught Coach Swank of Versailles just before it was his turn to climb the ladder, finish off the net trimming. He's done it. He waved it to the Tiger partisans across the way. They whooped it up when they saw him flash the net. And the district championship for the Versailles Tigers is in the books. It's on to the regional on Wednesday night at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena in game one against the Purcell Marion National Trail winner. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Three, 4 months ago, who would have thought even a month ago that Versailles would be here? But we told him, we told Coach Swank after the Anna game how impressed we were with the Tigers in that contest against the Rockets. And we said, hey, there's no reason at all why you can't go deep into this tourney, the Tigers and the Rockets both. And who knows, an Anna victory this afternoon later at 5, and both clubs, Versailles and Anna, are in the regional on Wednesday in opposite brackets.
Yeah, there were some questions for Versailles going into the season after the graduation of Justin Arnes.
Oh, yeah.
Who's done pretty well here at Ohio State, especially down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But they've answered those questions. They've had some bumps along the way. They dropped a game at Parkway during the season and a couple other games here and there. But they're coming on strong here at the right time of the season.
And thanks very much, Matt, for putting all of that into perspective. Yeah, you go through the Arnes family. Those young men graduate. Kyle's up at Michigan State. He had two Arnes playing as recently as last year. One of those two playing now for the Buckeyes. And you've got scores, scores, and more scores over a several-year period for Versailles. And you come into this season with one senior on the roster. One senior on the roster. Head coach Travis Swank takes the Tigers right to the regional. I tell you what, Coach Corey Britton at Fort Loramie, Scott Elkert at Jackson Center, Nate Barhorst at Anna, Travis Swank at Versailles. Woo! Just remarkably good coaching jobs here in 2018-19.
Yeah, you were bringing up there about Coach Britton. Both Coach Britton and Coach Swank had a lot of question marks going into this season.
Yep.
A lot of graduates from last year's teams that both did quite well in the postseason, and you didn't know what to expect, especially with Loramie with a late start with the football playoffs. But both teams had some bumps along the way, like I said, but now they're peaking at the right time.
What a blast we've had here at the UD Arena, and we're only half over. We've got another game coming up later. We'll go offline until about 4:40 or so, then join us at about that time for our opening and pregame in advance of the start of Anna Clark Montessori, the Anna Rockets 23-2 on the year, play against another club from Cincinnati, a team that's pretty high on itself, Clark Montessori, but they have not run into the Rockets yet from Anna. That matchup coming up later on this afternoon, tip off at 5, 23-2 Rockets in action, and we've got the webcast at about 20 until 5. Chuck McBee is in Florida. He's back on Tuesday. Our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer is Ron Mooney. Matt Zerker, courtside with me, stats, color, on-site engineering. For a short while, Jack Kramer bidding you a good afternoon from here at the UD Arena. The Anna Rockets are coming up later on this afternoon at 5. I'm Jack Kramer reminding you that the Versailles Tigers have won a district championship, defeating Reading. Final score here today was Versailles 47, Reading 44.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.